This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin, who represents the Show Me State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget Committee, which today heard for the first time in this congressional session from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. And Mr. Akin, of course, was among those questioning the Fed boss. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to join you.
What's the most important thing you wanted to learn today, and did you get the answer you were looking for from him?
Well, the chairman has a tendency to speak in generalities. Of course, his job is money supply and not some of the specifics of what we've got to do to get the budget under control. But my line of questioning was the terrible effect of the entitlements and their growth, and the fact that it appears to me there's no way to get the budget under control unless you reduce the cost of entitlements. And so I mentioned to Chairman Bernanke, I said to him, look, if you add up all of the standard entitlements, that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, add the other entitlements to it, plus debt service, you come out about $2.3 trillion, which is what the revenue of the country is. So that is, you could basically zero out the entire defense budget, and you could zero out all of the other non-defense discretionary, and you'd be at a break-even point. So you could literally cut everything that's discretionary and still just be at a break-even point, because entitlements have gone from what was back in 65, 2.5% of the budget's gone up somewhere in the 12 to 15 or 18% range. So it's a 5 or 6 times increase. And there just isn't any other way to deal with the budget without touching entitlements. So that was pretty much my question. And that's what he had been saying, and so he said, yeah, that's the way it looks, doesn't it? So.
We're talking with Missouri Congressman Todd Akin. And Congressman, as you mentioned, the chairman speaks a lot of times in generalities, so in seeing where the different questions were coming from today, I thought was telling on the way the two parties are approaching the current economic situation. In fact, one of the first things you said was in response to one of the Democratic members who suggested that the current deficits were not a function of overspending.
I almost fell out of my chair. The deficit's not a problem of overspending. I just couldn't hardly imagine somebody could have said that.
Given the dichotomy, though, between the two parties, and another exchange between a couple of members was a Democrat calling the proposed Republican cuts draconian, the Republican saying this is only 2.5%. How do you call that draconian? Is there going to be any meeting of the minds here?
Well, I think there's going to be a whole lot of disagreement. Certainly out of the Republican House, you'll see us working on passing a number of different cuts. Again, though, if you take a look at where we are, it is really pretty frightening. That is, we could cut everything that's discretionary, absolutely everything, down to zero, and you're just even with where the entitlements are now. And of course, entitlements are growing rapidly in the out years. Essentially, any plan that's really going to make sense is going to have to deal with those, and nobody wants to acknowledge, it's the elephant in the tent. Nobody wants to acknowledge it, you know.
Congressman, you mentioned entitlements, and we've heard, obviously, a commitment to put those on the table, to address them, because obviously, as you've pointed out here, you have to if you're going to bring our fiscal house into order. What are some of the specific ideas that you're considering, that your conference is considering? When will we start to hear some of the details here?
I think that's going to be another month or two. What we're dealing with now is just a continuing resolution, and so we're just starting to ramp up into that area. But certainly, in a longer-term sense, within a few months, you'll start to see some sort of an honest attempt to deal with what some of those entitlements are, because they have to be done. Of course, there's a huge political liability, because people are going to say, oh, my goodness, you know, these horrible Republicans want to put all the old people out in the street and on and on and on. We've heard that for 50 years now. But the fact of the matter is those entitlements have grown so tremendously rapidly that they now threaten really the solvency of our country. And so somehow or other, those things are going to have to be dealt with. And my other question to the chairman, Chairman Bernanke, was, can you really get anywhere near where we have to get by raising taxes? Because the problem is when you raise taxes, it kills the economy, and then the federal government does not get the revenues that you might have thought. In other words, you got the tax at, say you got the tax at 20%, you say, well, we need to double the revenues, so let's go to 40%. The trouble is when you do that, it stalls the economy, and so you don't really double the amount of revenue. In fact, you can sometimes crash it so badly that by raising taxes, you actually lose federal revenue. So my point was, you really can't get there with tax increases, which, of course, is where the Democrats really want to go.
We're talking with Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, member of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, another thing the Democrats seem to bring up a lot today, in addition to attacking Republicans' proposed spending cuts in general, was this idea of the full faith and credit plan, which has been proposed by a number of conservatives on your side of the aisle. Senator Toomey is sponsoring something very similar in the Senate, which would basically cover our debt situation, not risk our credit rating, at the same time not raising the debt ceiling, which many folks think is likely to happen here in the coming weeks. What can you tell us about that? Do you support it, and how would it work?
Well, the concept is that we would grant the Fed the authority that they've had at least four other times in the past when we got past the debt ceiling, and that was that they could prioritize paying off the federal government's bills. Now, they already have that authority, but what this would do is just to make it clear that they can do that, and it takes a little bit of the boogeyman, scare everybody tactics out of increasing the debt ceiling. And what it would say would be the federal government could pay off particularly interest on treasury bills and things like that. Now, the argument would be, well, this is really a problem because you have to then make a decision as who's going to get paid and who isn't. The fact of the matter is that there is 11 times more money coming into the federal treasury than what the debt service requires. So we're not going to run out of money paying those debts. And what this does then is allow us to move into this debt ceiling a little bit more carefully. And the problem, too, that you have to recognize that the Republican leadership has, and that is there are not a whole lot of Republicans that want to vote to increase the debt ceiling. Mm. It's a very unpopular vote. At the same time, at a certain point in that we've already spent the money, what are you going to do? So it's a tough situation, and what the Republicans will probably work on is going to be some guarantees and some legal requirements that if the debt ceiling is raised, we have to have these agreements that we're going to move toward some sort of a limit on federal spending as a percent of GDP or balanced budget amendment or some things like that. Where we're getting some real guarantees that we're going to seriously address the budget problem. So that's kind of the debate shaping up in the wings.
And so that seems like the more likely scenario at this point, at least. Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Today was the first major hearing, as far as I know, chaired by your new chairman, Paul Ryan, with Republicans in control of the committee. As you just get started with this committee and this new Congress, what type of atmosphere do you sense there in the commitment to addressing all this, and how does that compare with the last Congress?
Well, I'll tell you, Paul is a treat to work with. It's like having your own pet PhD in macroeconomics. He is really on top of this stuff, maybe much more so than anybody else I know in the House. And that makes it a lot easier for us to come up to speed and get the answers and all. Certainly, the chairman, Chairman Bernanke, has ventured on to some very new ground in terms of monetary policies, and it's helpful to have that experience and expertise in the chairman. Certainly, the mindset is so different. You know, we still heard as the Democrats were asking questions, they're still in the idea that, well, we need to make investments and that's going to get us out of the trouble. It's that same idea that more spending is going to solve a problem with a runaway budget. And that's a hard one to swallow.
Certainly an eventful hearing today. We look forward to following this effort to get our fiscal house back in order. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's a pleasure to join you. Just hope you have a great week.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Thanks.
Congressman Todd Akin represents Missouri's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.